Yeah, how are we going to get there? You know, it's going to be, I don't think I have a magic wand, but I do think that there's no silver bullet. You're going to have to do everything. I have a bunch of different other presentations that have looked at that, and we have a report for the European Union on decarbonization that is also just coming out that does some of this unpacking on the European side. So look, there are two sectors that are still hard to abate, and we are still figuring out what the technology is. One is aviation, and the other is maritime. Maritime perhaps is a little bit ahead with the IMO having taken some targets. But the problem with both these is that the fuels are still being developed. The technology is in its nascency, and they're international. By nature, they're global. You know, you can't do anything in boundaries. You have to think about them globally. But if you put these two away, then you have a set of solutions that we understand, and we know that we need all of them. You know, electrification is a part of the solution. Electrification, especially of land transport, so cars and trucks. But of course, electrification will take 30 years. And that's in Europe. You know, if Europe is able to meet its deadlines of 2035, I think, is it, that they will stop anything but electric, it'll still take 15 years before the fleet rolls over. And in the rest of the world, it'll take even longer. So electrification is a part of the solution, but it's not relevant to the solution we need before 2040. So for that, you need everything else. You need to move from trucks to rail as much as possible, to multimodal. That's why this is so important. And you need your cities to function as cities. European cities are often the leaders in this. You know, much more reliance on active mobility and public transport. So it's a combination of things that we know, plus improvements in technology, and a lot of international collaboration. Yeah.